This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
A little bit more Joe. There you go. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless America. Doesn't take much. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We are going to talk tonight about dope, video games, marijuana, I don't know. Like, we're not going to not touch anything, really? And Julio Rivera, the conservative Rican, is going to join us shortly. That's my Boston accent kicking in. Didn't you catch that? Huh? And, you know, we're going to bring some experts in on dope. Previous users, along with people that have been dealing with it for a long time, dealing with the after effects. You know, you guys who think that, I love some of you send me emails after the show. You think I'm just being an old fart? You know, I don't want my kids using marijuana. I don't. You know what? Marijuana isn't what it was in the 70s. It's not the same drug. This stuff is so much more potent, so much more. It'll screw you up. Whether you want to hear it or not, it'll screw you. I already started, right? All right, I'm Joe Messini. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going up there. You can read the stories. I don't know. You just get informed. That's what I want you to do. I just want you to get informed. So, California. Arnold Schwarzenegger, California, ex-California governor, who really got his butt handed to him. I mean, for a tough guy, he's a bit of a weenie. You know, he tried to pass a lot of, you know, legislation here, but he tried to ram it down people's throats. He thought he was going to be able to make it happen. Even the Republicans pushed back against him. Why? Because it was liberal left-leaning legislation he was trying to pass. And for a guy to claim to be a Republican and claim to have Republican values, the legislators, I knew some of the legislators up there, and they told me they used to have to wear name tags because he didn't know any of them. And it wasn't like, let's be honest about it, at the California legislature, there's only a dozen of them. Not like he had to, you know, a solid bowling team, you would have the same amount of people. You know what I'm saying? But Schwarzenegger has decided, along with another rhino, I don't even know if you can call them rhinos, because you have to be a real Republican, at least to start with, to be a rhino. I don't think these guys knew what that meant. California State Assemblyman Chad Myers, who used to be the minority leader in the California State Assembly, is working to reshape the Republican Party. Now, he wants to do it not only in California, but countrywide. But what him what's that guy's name, Dingleberry? What is it, Arnold, want to do is they want to turn the Republican Party into the Democrat Party light. That's their idea of fixing the party. So, they want to reshape the current administration, federal administration's hard line on immigration and climate climate change. And I don't know why these guys can't say the science or the settled science has now been disproven, but there was never any settled science anyhow. And the 91% of the scientists we find out aren't really 91% of the scientists. They were 91% of the scientists that actually responded to, I think the request for the response was sent to about 6,000 scientists, and only about 300 responded. In August of 2017, the Assemblyman Mayor's support for a cap and trade program was the final straw for many Republicans in Sacramento, costing him his role as a minority leader. But he won't back down because he says we're all wrong, right? The conservatives in the Republican Party are all wrong, and he's all right. They're planning to announce some more details about the New Way California, an organization designed to promote what his office considers true Republican values. Well, don't you have to be a Republican to have a clue as to what true Republican values are? He's not. At a press conference on Tuesday, Mayors claimed that several prominent Republicans within his ranks, including Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. When did he become a prominent Republican? Can you tell me when that resolution came forth? Because I know I didn't sign up for it. They both have publicly exchanged pleasantries on Twitter in the past, causing many hardline Republicans to express their adamant discontent. On Twitter, the two were repeatedly accused of being rhinos. For those of you who don't know what that means, it's Republicans in name only. The two California Republicans share similar views on state of the Republican Party. In 2007, a speech to the California Republican Convention, Schwarzenegger expressed concerns about the future of his party within the state. In movie terms, he would say, "We're dying at the box office." Now, here's the problem with that. He claims to be a Reagan Republican. Reagan wouldn't sign an autograph for this guy. They're not even close. They might be close from a conservative, fiscally conservative viewpoint, but they're sure as heck not close when it comes to social issues. Reagan said one of the worst things he ever signed was the abortion bill in California. A total change of heart. Schwarzenegger doesn't care. Not a problem for him. I'm Joe Mastino, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. More on Mr. Arnold after the break. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They don't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was a top man.
We are back. Get back in your seat. Enough, 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 enough. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're sitting real side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I mean, man, we're going to talk about it all tonight. We're going to talk about dope and... No, not Arnold. I'm talking about marijuana. And, you know, we all have the attitude it's not a big deal, but we're going to learn more later. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Where was I? I knew this when I walked in here. Oh, yeah, we're talking about Arnold. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the conversation. We have a chat room in the regular web on the website, therealside.com. We also have, what is it called, a Facebook feed. So if you want to talk to other people on Facebook, smarter people than I are in there, you can talk to them on Facebook as well. We're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger. And another bonehead here in California, Assemblyman Mays, I think it's Mays. I can never remember how to pronounce his name. I don't really care. Because he's dead to me, as they say, right? So, I mean, these are two of the biggest rhinos in the Republican Party in California. It's just amazing. And they're going to reshape the Republican Party. Those two are going to reshape the Republican Party. The Republican Party as it was, see, these guys keep forgetting. The Republican Party as it was took 36 governorships, 39 full houses, or 39 partial houses. We're in the 30s, okay? For those of you who listen to Obama, there are not 57 states, okay? There's only 50. And so we have most of the houses, we have most of the legislatures, we have most of the governorships. We have the House, the Senate, and the presidency. I'm sorry, we need to change the party. Why? See, we don't need to change the principles of the party. The Republicans, and you guys listen, you guys who vote for Republicans, you vote for legislators, we don't need to change the party. You need to change the people you vote for. You need to let the Republican Party know no more. No more garbage. No more putting up with wishy-washies, spaghetti spines. We're not doing this anymore. You go and do what you say you're going to do, or guess what? You're going to be unemployed in 2 years. That's what you need to do. You know, I reached out to one or two people I know in D.C., and said, what is going on? We've got a max exodus. I think it's 32 governors or 32 Republicans that are running away from the Congress. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm trying to figure out, are these guys just done? Because nobody, my God, they got to carry them out there dead or in trouble for sexual assault. Why are these guys leaving? There's something else coming up. And one of the people deep inside said to me, oh, yeah, there's a lot more coming over the next few days. So expect to have a lot of exciting stuff happening over the next few days. And I didn't ask anymore because I'm afraid to ask. Let's go to George in Texas. George, thanks for calling the show. George?
Hello?
Hey, George. Thanks for calling the show.
Yes, sir. I understand you're going to talk about marijuana tonight.
Well, later on in the show. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
go ahead.
Okay, then I won't ask my question.
Well, you can...
I was going to ask...
Go ahead.
Of course, I've already told Cornyn and Thornberry Cruz, they were probably gone because of the way they act. But as far as marijuana, I know that there's some states want to legalize up to an ounce for recreational use. And my question is, does that include seeds and stems?
Smoking them or using them? Because I can tell you what to do with both from the 70s, but it ain't the same today. It's so much worse today. But you can call back when we start talking about it if you wish. But, I mean, man, this is crazy.
Well, thank you, Joe.
Thank you, George, for calling. I appreciate your call. When we start talking about that, though, when we get into the marijuana conversation, the thing you guys have got to realize, this is not... As I always joke, but I mean it for real, this is not your grandfather's weed. Okay? I mean, listen, I smoked in the 70s, and unlike Clinton, I did inhale. I mean, why do it if you're not going to, right? So I did inhale. But it's not like the stuff today. It is so bad for you. It's so much different. And that's what we're going to talk about. We'll talk about the damage it's doing to these young people. And you know what? Yours truly... For about 15 years now, and not because I'm an old, stupid white guy, but for about 15 years now, we're going to talk about this tonight, too. I've been screaming about video games and how bad they are and how they change your mindset. They change the wiring of your mind. And you guys are letting your young kids go bonkers on these video games to get them out of your hair or so you wouldn't have to babysit them or put them in front of a TV set. You don't know the damage you did to these kids. Seriously, in more ways than one. And I know you didn't do it on purpose, and I know whatever, but some of you, and I've dealt with some of you young people who have kids, the amount of pride you have every time an old person tries to give you some advice, You know, you could always take it, at least think about it. You know, when you're sitting in an airport, you see these little kids that are on these video games an hour and a half, 2 hours, while they're waiting or getting on a plane. How about some video games that make them think, right? They used to have these video games you had to do word problems, and if you did five word problems, you got 5 minutes on the video game. You know what I'm saying? Those things work because they get the brain moving. You don't need all... Well, we'll talk about this. See, I knew that. If I went down that road, I knew where I was going to go. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. But again, back to Schwarzenegger. And, you know, of all people, Arnold, who thinks he's a Republican, that's hilarious. I think that's wonderful. At least I think it's wonderful. See, since the end of his term as governor in 2011, Schwarzenegger remained active in the political sphere. I don't know what political sphere he's talking about, because he hid for a couple of years. I mean, after having fun with the maid, I guess, on a regular basis whenever, what's her name, left the house, Maria, and having another baby and hiding another baby. I always love these guys of integrity that we have on the right. You know, try to teach us about moral values. Apparently, moral values are all about having sex with the maid and having more kids. Schwarzenegger remained active in the political sphere. I don't know which one. And he's always been speaking up against political practices he disagrees with. You know, gerrymandering and all that other stuff. Now, the concerns he had since the speech in 2007 has gotten worse, according to some people. After the vote on cap and trade in 2017, Schwarzenegger felt reassured of Mayer's commitment. That's two of you. Not done with this story, but, man, I tell you what. We're on the right track. We just need people with stronger spines. Don't change the platform. Change the people. I'm Joe Messina, your host, who's in the Real Side. Be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Little Alice Cooper to get the blood pumping. What do you think?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. That's always, you know, you can't go wrong with Alice Cooper, right?
Maybe some of you think so. I'm just talking about, you know, dope heads at the time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I appreciate the time that you, I do. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I appreciate the time that you, you know, you take to listen to the show, to comment on the show, and to get involved. I appreciate that time. You get it? You get the fact that I appreciate this? Head up to the website where you can watch the live, listen live, take the poll, watch you can do, including buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been told to hate. I explain in the book that they're confused, not you. Seriously. I mean, just the mere fact that they've given me and others like me every one of those labels proves to you that they're a little off, because they don't like labels. They don't like when you use labels. They can do it. That's okay. Just crazy people. Anyway, you guys remember Christian Saucer? Right? We had him on the show, and we talked about, he was the fellow that took pictures of himself. I think it was inside the USS Alexandria's submarine. There's the word I was looking for, submarine. I want to say ship, but I didn't want every Navy man in the country to start writing me nasty letters. So he's got a year in prison for taking 6 photographs of himself at his workstation inside a submarine. Now, he wasn't looking to give away secrets. He was just kind of, you know, everybody likes to take a picture of themselves at their job. He just happened to have a top-secret job. There was no malicious anything involved in this. And what happened was, it was in an old-style, old-fashioned flip phone. Some of you listening are young enough, so you don't even know what that is. But he had him on the phone, and he threw the phone. The phone died or whatever, so he threw it away. Think about it. He threw it away. And then he got divorced. It was a nasty divorce. He went through a whole bunch of stuff. And somehow, the phone showed back up from the dump, the local little dump. And the pictures were found, which means somebody had to go find the phone, charge it, restart it, open it up, and go show it specifically to somebody at the FBI or someplace like that. They had to go out of their way to do it. I guess that'll teach him. Smash it with a hammer next time. Now, these were pictures. Innocent pictures. No malice intended. Right? No criminal action. He wasn't going to go hand them off to the Russians or wherever. you know, along with the uranium deal. I don't know. Didn't do anything like that. Didn't go have a dinner with a Russian ambassador or anything. And he easily and quickly, because of what he signed when he joined the Navy, he got a year in prison. No questions asked. Comey didn't come out and say nobody would prosecute him, did they? But when you look at all of this, look at what Hillary Clinton did. She lied about the emails that she had. She lied about who she gave them to. She lied about wiping them all out to the FBI. Not a problem. Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton's closest aide, they were sending emails to her husband's laptop, having her maid print it up and faxing them or putting them other places. I don't know. No security protocols. Now, the FBI knows about this. This isn't the right guessing that she did this. This is the FBI reporting on how this went down. And what did she get? Nothing. No jail time. Bupkis. Come on, think about it. With all that stuff that was going on around Uma and Hillary and others, they got no jail time. And what they did was 100 times worse than what this young man did. Anyway, think about the way that Bo Bergdahl, how that went down, right? And Bradley Manning or Chelsea Manning, depending on what's on his documentation from when he was grabbed. Think of the things that they did. And they all got in trouble. Berg and Bradley should both still be in jail, but that's beside the point. Right? What they did was so much less destructive than what Hillary did. Just amazing. And you know what? I don't know if Trump hasn't, I don't know if Trump has talked about it. Right? And pardoning Saucier. And I think he should. Seriously. This was an innocent mistake. When you think of what else has taken place, what other things has gone down, this is irritating as heck, what it is. It's just irritating as heck. You know, and to prove that this is all our big part of this, it's all partisan. You know that. I know that. Look at the judge who ruled against Trump's administration on rescinding DACA. Here's a judge. This isn't even a law, right? Here's a judge who basically voted to be in support of Obama's illegal changing of a law through executive order. And Obama said it was going to run out, that it wasn't permanent. Donald Trump says Congress has to take it up. Congress has to fix it. This is a law that Congress has to take care of. This is not a presidential thing. But guess what? A federal judge in San Francisco, one that was appointed, come on, take a guess, by Clinton. That's how far back it goes. Has rescinded or barred or put a halt on Trump administration from further turning back the Obama-era DACA program, which shielded over 700,000 people from deportation. Now, what's really funny is that the Supreme Court takes these things on. Who do they vote in favor of? See, Trump has, as president, Trump has the right to issue executive orders and to kill executive orders that were issued by the previous presidents that he feels are illegal. So, starting this March, people protected under DACA were going to lose their protection under the program. So Trump needs to take this right to the Supreme Court, not wait 5 minutes. He needs to go right for it. Trump said that he was willing to be flexible in finding an agreement with Democrats. He warned that the lives of hundreds of thousands of immigrants hung in the balance. I think my position is going to be what people in this room come up with. See, he knows. And people all, look, the Republicans are all up in arms about what he said today. But he's not a stupid man. He says, whatever you guys bring to me, I'll sign. Do you really think that the Republicans, oh, I hope, okay, now that I'm saying it, it doesn't sound so good. Do you really think that the Republicans, both in the Senate and the House, are going to let a bill go through, are going to acquiesce to the Democrats to the point where you get, 11 million people become citizens overnight? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to let that happen. Now, unless, as I said earlier in the hour, I'm surprised at all the Republicans that are jumping ship, if you would, that are not running in 2018. But if he's got, now, this is just a thought that went between my 2 ears here. But a lot of these guys might be voting to allow DACA to fly with no restrictions. A lot of these guys might be voting to allow illegal immigrants to become citizens. A lot of these guys might be voting against the wall, against money for the wall. And they know they don't stand a chance. Now, I would say some of them are too old to fight, but I think some of them are too prideful to fight. They're afraid if they lose, they go, they're going out on a bad note. I mean, ISIS said today that the reason he was retiring was there were, good young people coming up that were on a high note. We just passed a tax plan. Better to go out on top. In other words, better to go out without fighting. We need fighters. We need people that are going to fight for us. I don't know how many of them we actually have or don't have. Now, Trump is going to use border security, including a border wall, as a bargaining chip. I'm hoping, I'm about 90% there, that he'll hang to that. He will not back off of that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for the break.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can buy stuff, and you can join my politically incorrect posse. That's right. There's a Patreon button right there you can go to. It's a way for you to support the show, a way for you to help out. And I do appreciate it. I really do. Thank you for every little bit that you give or what have you. You know, the conservatives in this line of work, if you've got a few you like, we're being beat up financially big time. And it's not because they all hate us. It's because as you've been hearing more and more and more and more and more and more in the news, you know, you have Twitter, Facebook, Google, all of them coming after us, filtering us, throttling us back so we can't get the traffic we used to get. Because God forbid our message should get out. God forbid people should be given both sides of an issue to think about, to work through. Oh, my God, we don't want that happening. Anyhow, but I do I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So we're talking about the Clinton judge who decided that he actually voted in favor or ruled in favor of ex-President Obama and decided that the executive order that Obama signed for DACA to allow DACA to stay, or DACA kids to stay, was Trump's executive order of turning that around and stopping it. Because Trump ended DACA in September. And immigration advocates have been pushing to get it to turned around. And finally, that coward out of California, Becerra, he's the attorney general for California, he went after the judge to try to get him to stop this or to ask him to stop this. And he knew, you know, these guys shop judges. It's not like they do this. You're supposed to get them randomly, but they don't. They can shop a judge and they get the judge they're looking for. So we'll see what happens here, but he needs to take this right to the Supreme Court and once and for all. And I think the Supreme Court needs to slap the lower courts down every single time. Every time they come up with a ruling, they just need to pop up the next day and go, no, that doesn't count. And the reason I say that is that they know what they're doing. The lower courts that are in cahoots with Obama and the others, you know, they make these rulings. They're not legal. Just like the Supreme Court has said in the past, the president has a right to do this. And it doesn't matter what he said on the campaign. It doesn't matter what you think why he did it. What it boils down to, I mean, look, the president can hate kids and women and dogs and whatever. And just because he passes laws or gives an executive order that may temporarily stop something from happening with any one of those groups, that doesn't mean that you automatically get to say, hey, because he hates kids, that's why he's doing this. You don't get to do that. And I like this Becerra. You know, Becerra said, well, this is a huge step in the right direction. Sure it is. Because you were in bed with De Leon, who thought it was fine for his whole family to come here illegally to use the to steal Social Security numbers and identities from other people. He said that, hey, this is what you have to do to get here. No, see, what you have to do is what my family did. What you have to do is what other families did when they came here. Is you get sponsors, you do it the right way, you have some money, you don't smooch off the government the minute you get here. That's how you do it the right way. God bless America. It just gets better and better with these stories every time, doesn't it? The Soros is in the news and not for the normal stuff. Soros is now in the news because we now have a fourth woman who has come out and said that she was raped by him in a sex dungeon that he has. I mean, any place you are with that man, you must feel like you're in a dungeon anyhow. You got to feel dirty and nasty to begin with. But this is a fourth woman now that has filed a lawsuit accusing the former Soros fund portfolio manager, Howard Rubin, of brutalizing her in his Manhattan penthouse sex dungeon. Now, she went on to say he ignored her repeated use of their agreed-upon safe word, which was pineapples, during an... You ready for this one? An S&M session. Well, pineapples? I mean, seriously. The woman who has requested anonymity in her $7 million Manhattan Supreme Court suit as a rape victim met Rubin through a friend in November 2015. Rubin, whose high-stake investment for billionaire George Soros was featured in the best-selling book Liar's Poker and The Big Short, and then invited the woman to his apartment and his luxury Metropolitan Tower. At the penthouse pad, the married Rubin allegedly served his mistress a drugged drink and ushered her into his dungeon-like toy room. It's a 300-square-foot space with ropes, toys to tie people up with, and electrocution devices. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. Look, some of you listening might be into this stuff. Never. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I never will. And don't, please, do not write me an email telling me don't knock it till you try it. All right? I knocked it and I haven't tried it and I ain't going back. So, the suit, it's just, I don't even want to, I'm done with this. I can't even go any further with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Up next will be our conservarican, Julio Rivera. And listen, all I have to do is ask him a question and move on. Right? I mean, he is He's like me, but when he gets rolling on something, you can't stop him. You can't slow him down. But I appreciate when he's on the show with me. Got any questions, you can go ahead and leave them up on Facebook or on our chat room. You can find our chat room at therealside.com. It's an actual chat room. But if you don't want to go up there and you're already on Facebook, then head over to the Facebook feed. You'll find that on the Real Side Facebook page. Ask me a question. Ask questions there of us ahead of time. You know? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, like I said. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I'm always amazed. I sit down, I start looking at the stories, I start reading some of the stuff that you guys send me. And I sit here and I think to myself, can this stuff really be going on a planet where we're supposed to be? Now we're so enlightened, right? Right, think about it. We're an enlightened species now. We're so smart, we don't need God. We don't need anything anymore, right? And yet we can't get it right. You know, the Yale University psych professor that has been talking about how Trump needs a psych eval? And, you know, he's talking about how in his observations, right, from what he sees, his facial expressions, Trump's facial expressions, his mannerisms, the way he talks, he must have a mental issue. He's not suited for office. Well, somebody did some checking, and it's come to find out that he doesn't have a license. Right? Something happened. His license was suspended. We don't really know why. And he's asked for the license to be reinstated, and up to today, it hasn't. So he does not have a valid license to practice psychiatry, yet they love him on mainstream media. Because why? It's really simple. See, their hypocrisy shines like searchlights in the middle of the night. They hated Steve Bannon. He was a nasty, terrible man. Yeah, the worst thing that ever happened, bigot, homophobe, thisophobe, thatophobe, Jew hater, everything you can think of. And he speaks out against Trump, and all of a sudden, God has parted the clouds and sent him down to be the savior of the left. And then he comes out and says he spoke too soon, or he didn't mean to say some of the things that he said, and the left now thinks he's been threatened. And it's the hate for Trump is there. It's so embedded, it's so deep, that it won't matter what happens, they'll never let it go. You know, again, you look at what's going on with this Russian investigation. Everything we found that the Clintons have been guilty of, that the DNC is guilty of, that the FBI is guilty of, they're not talking about that. Come on, what are they talking about? They're talking about how we already have a dead person due to the dossier, right? We already have people being fired and pushed aside. See, it's all Trump. It's his fault. Nothing about the 26 people that went missing or showed up dead committing suicide with two bullet holes in the back of the head. Not how you do that, but must have been a talented person. And all of them had some direct connect to the Clintons. Funny how people go missing as soon as they make appointments with the FBI to turn in state's evidence against the Clintons, but nobody's talking about that. Those aren't big deals. Those are just myths that the right puts out there. But it's okay, without anybody really making the accusation against Trump, it's okay for mainstream media to talk about how we have a person missing. Right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You know, don't go far. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out the stations, find out where we're on, stations, times, and all that fun stuff. Hey, we'll be back in a few.